Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, praise the Lord. Oh, come on and give God praise. Wherever you are right now, God is worthy of at least a hallelujah, at least a praise, at least a thank you, Jesus. He has given you another day. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of everyday life to glory, success, empowerment, and victory in your daily life through our Savior, Jesus Christ. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, and I say good morning, good morning, good morning to everyone who's tuned in with me live right now. And for those of you who will listen to this as a recording later on, hello, hello, hello. The topic for today's teaching is the finale of Four Steps to Transformation. The finale of Four Steps to Transformation. And we are in our foundational text for this teaching, Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 2. While you are getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in live to my podcast with me. On Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern, when I'm live on Daily Fire, you can tune in by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website, rossi.org. On Wednesday nights, when I am live on Grown Folks, a Real Talk Grown Folks Bible Study, where I take your questions and comments live on air, and there is no topic off limits, you can tune in by dialing that same number, 323-870-4180, or my website, rossi.org, R-A-W-S as in Sam, I, .org. And for all who attempted to tune in to the Bible study last night, I apologize. I had an emergency situation and was on the road coming back from out of town, planning on making it, and just could not make it back by 7. So I do apologize. If God says the same, we will address that topic next week, unless the Lord changes the topic. Now, the best way to ensure that you don't miss any teachings if you cannot tune in live is to follow the shows so that the recording will be texted to you Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern, as well as a reminder on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. when Real Talk goes live. Follow by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. Again, text the message or letters DF, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222. Now, if you are unable to write this down, all of this information is available on my ministry website, as well as the ability to contact me, send me your testimonies, prayer requests, and donate to Rossi Williams Ministries to help spread the gospel throughout the world. It's all available at rossi.org. That's rawsi.org. At this time, your Bible should be ready. We're going to the book of Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 2, reading from the KJV. I beseech ye, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. Come on and just give God a great hallelujah shout out right now. What is today's topic? Repeat it after me. The finale of 4 steps to transformation. Hallelujah. On day one of this teaching, I gave you step one, which is that you must want and acknowledge that change needs to take place. On day two of this teaching, which was yesterday, I gave you steps two and three, which are that you must plan out the actual steps you will take on how to actually bring this transformation into effect under the guidance of God. So it had to be more than just declaring it, more than naming and claiming, more than saying I live by faith, but you actually had to write the vision, make it plain upon tables so that you may run as you read it, pursuant to Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, and to put your faith into action, pursuant to James 2, 17. The third step was that you had to consistently apply the plan and alter the steps as necessary. And we talked about working out your own soul salvation with fear and trembling. On today, we are now wrapping up this teaching because transformation, as we just read in Romans 12, 1 through 2, is necessary. The renewing of your minds, it's necessary to be able to prove that good and acceptable and perfect will of God and to live not only a holy life, but a better life and your best life right now. So step four, everyone say step four, is that you must hold yourself accountable to and for your own success. Isn't that good? Let's say that again. Step four, repeat it after me. I must hold myself accountable to and for my own success. Say it again now, but I need you to say it with compelling persuasiveness. Call out your name, for example, Rossi. You must hold yourself accountable for your own success. Praise the Lord. Many times throughout our life, we are quick to deflect onto others the responsibility for our failures. And sometimes we will even project onto others our own insecurities and our own disobedience that has caused us to be where we are. Brothers and sisters, that is a fatal error. Because as long as you are saying that someone else holds not only the key, but the responsibility for your success and absolution, you're also saying that you hold no ability to change your own situation. If your mom and dad are always to blame for every failure that you've had in your life, even though you're now 30, 40, 50, 60 years old. And in some instances, unfortunately, your parents have passed away. Then you will never live your best life. You will never transform to the you that God preordained in you. Because according to Jeremiah chapter 1, God knew you. Before you were even born, he called you by name. And he ordained you, glory, to be useful for the kingdom. But if you are still blaming them because they didn't have enough money, they lacked enough education, They didn't buy you the clothes that you wanted. You didn't live in the nicest home. You didn't grow up on the right side of the tracks. They didn't come to school and participate in the parent-teacher association as they should. They were always calling you bad names. Maybe they were even alcoholics. Maybe they were neglectful parents. And God forbid, maybe they even abused you, molested you, raped you, abandoned you, gave you up for adoption or a foster home, or knew that you were being raped or molested, but never came to your aid. Maybe they even participated in the rape or molestation. Maybe they never said you were worth anything. What a sad life to have grown up in. But now you have the ability to change the effects of that and to transform yourself into all of the good that they never said you could be. To be everything in opposition to all of the negativity that they poured into you, surrounded you with. You don't have to be, glory, who they said you were. You don't have to recycle the generational curses of who they were. Hallelujah. You don't have to be the negative person that your friends said you are. You don't have to be the person of low self-esteem and low status that even maybe your husband or wife said you are. You don't have to be the no good person that your boss said you are. God has given you the opportunity for transformation. So you must hold yourself accountable for your own success, for your own failures. You got to sit yourself down, discipline yourself. But ain't nothing wrong with talking to yourself. They used to say it's only something wrong if you answer, but I have to disagree with that, because there are times I not only talk to myself, but I answer myself. I chastise myself. I question myself. Now, Rossi, why did you do that? I know you knew better than that, didn't you? Yes, I did. Then why did you do that? And I'll give an answer, and sometimes I will even challenge myself about the answer I gave, because I know that I knew even better than that answer. Why? Because God has ordained that I can live my best life now. In Ecclesiastes 9:11, then the author lets us know that, you know, there's nothing new under the sun, but the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. It's going to be to those who will hang in there, glory, and endure until the end. And Matthew 24:13, we saw the ratification of that. Because, again, it lets us know that he that shall endure unto the end, that is the one who shall be saved. In Hebrews 12:1, Paul again reiterated this principle, hallelujah. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, reading from the KJV, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. In the book of 2 Timothy 4:7-8, this is the declaration that you want to be able to ultimately say. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. See, if you will hold yourself accountable to the transformation that you've already acknowledged needs to take place, if you will stop blaming others, if you will stop giving over to others the responsibility and the victory and the empowerment to determine your success, then you will see yourself rise to a better you. You don't have to be the old you. You have today the opportunity to change, to come out of sin, to come out of backsliding, to come out of gossiping, to come out, hallelujah, of rebelliousness to the word of God, to come out of straddling the fence, you know, serving God today but going back to Satan tomorrow. You have the ability to renew your mind, to deliver you, heal you, change you, set you free, and place you upon a rock of success. Glory. Transformation is here if you want it. If you want to be free from sin, you can be free. Whatever your sin may be it what some people say, the big sins, little sins, any sin, you don't have to live there anymore. Glory. And you don't have to live weighted down anymore by your past. Today you can transform and you can be successful. You can go back to school if you want it. You can change your budget so that you have money and you can begin to save if you want to. You can gain a skill if you want to. You can open a business if you want to. You can learn a new hobby. You can lose weight. You can reconcile your relationship. You can save your marriage. You can branch out into ministry. You can be promoted. You can be, glory, whomever you want to be in Christ. Let's go into prayer. Father, we come in the name of Jesus, and we say hallelujah. We say thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father, we glorify you. We say hallelujah. We say hallelujah. We say hallelujah. Our souls say hallelujah. Glory to your name. Oh, we thank you, Father. We love you, Jesus. We honor you. You've given us another day, another chance at life. You've given us transformation, the ability to gain wealth and success. And we say hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we ask forgiveness of our sins. We ask you to come in and cleanse us, wash us, make us whiter than snow. Lord, today we have decided that we would hold ourselves accountable to and for our own success. We will no longer blame others. We will release them and release ourselves because we now understand that we have the ability to go forward no matter what they did, what they said. Father, we are now the author of our own success. Under the anointing of your guidance. Whether we've been incarcerated, we can come out. Father, whether we were in abuse, whether we were the abusers, we can come out. Whether we were broke, no matter whether we have dropped out of school, we can come out. We can change ourselves. Whether we've been living in sin, we can come out. We can be transformed. And so now we renew our minds. We renew our minds. We give our minds to you, our thoughts to you, our plans to you, our goals to you, our lives to you, who we hang around to you, who we need to remove out of our lives to you. We submit to you. And we say, have your way. Have your way. Right now, Lord, have your way. Have your way, God, right now, Lord, have your way in us. Hallelujah, free us and release us. Have your way. Glory, have your way. Have your way, have your way. We submit ourselves to you. Have your way in us. In the name of Jesus, we just say thank you. Oh, we say thank you. We clap our hands. We praise you. We magnify you. We just say thank you. It is done in the name of Jesus. Everybody say it's done. I am transformed. Amen. Let me give the altar call. Our time is running. Then I'm going to end with assigning our task for today. I have to get on the road to court in Orlando today. Pray for me in the name of Jesus. For those of you who are backslidden or who are unsaved, repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sins. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Glory. Now, Lord, I confess that I am transformed. Now, Lord, I confess that my mind is renewed. Now, Lord, I confess that I will hold myself accountable to and for my own success. In the name of Jesus, amen. Give God praise, give God praise, give God praise. Make sure you're in church. Go to your leaders. Let them know you're now saved or rededicated. Get involved in church so that you don't have an idle mind. Make sure you're tuned in with me Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern and Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. so that you can not only stay saved, but you can renew your faith. You can have quality time with the Lord every day. All right, our topic for today's Daily Fire. Here with Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams. is the finale of 4 steps to transformation. Your task for today is to hold yourself accountable to being a better you. No matter what anyone else does or says, remember that the ultimate finality of who you are and who you will be rests in your own response. All right? I love you. I'll see you in the morning. You've been transformed, and the old you is washed away. You don't have to be that person anymore.
It's been a long time coming, but I know.